Today's daf is daf Zayin. So the very top line, the Gemara is in the middle of a discussion of different applications of Yados. We discuss whether Yad is part of Peah, whether Yad works for a Kedushin. So now the Gemara in the top says, Yesh Yad l'tzedaka ein Yad tzedaka. Is it Yad for tzedaka or is it not Yad for tzedaka? So what exactly does Yad by tzedaka mean? So if you look back for a second on Vavam and Beis, the Ran at the end of Vavam and Beis is commenting. He jumps ahead a little bit here. See the Ran, it's five lines in the bottom. He says, Yesh Yad, there's a little star there which tells us that this Ran really goes on the next page. So the Ran writes, Yesh Yad l'tzedaka ein Yad tzedaka. Perish. Imtim salomar di Yesh Yad l'peah. If one holds that there is Yad l'peah, Kevin de Chamira de Bal Karcha Chai Verachmana, Beikr Peah, Letztakamar. Peah, a farmer who has a land, he has to, there's a chiv, he has to leave aside a corner for the anim to collect tzedakah. So if we say that Yad exists by Peah because it's Chamar, it's a chayiv, so therefore there's more room to think Yad works as well because it's a real chiv. Mashain came by tzedakah, there's no chiv by tzedakah, only the person wants to says you have to pay tzedakah. That's the first shot Ran writes. Kach Perishu Rabosai.
Didn't we learn yesterday that if somebody did a yad on peah, meaning the part that is a chiyuv, then there is no question. Everybody agrees that there is peah. The machlok is when he gives more than a 60th, right?
Correct. Right. So, but here at least there exists some level of chiyuv. So maybe there's room to think it could extend beyond that.
Okay.
But Mashen came at stuck. There's no chiyuv at all. The Ran's not so comfortable with this pshat. The Ran writes, although nearly, this doesn't seem correct to me. There's also a chiv by tzedakah. And I assume he's referring to the Gemara Bava Basra, which says that each year a person has to bring a shlish of a shekel. That's the bare minimum of tzedakah per year. It's not very much, but there's a chiv at least. That's what he thinks. The Ran concludes, near the honey tarti bai lo ab bahadali idmer. These are two independent shalas. They're not tali habaha. Okay, so that's a shot. Does tzedakah work? Does yad work by tzedakah? So again, yad is something where it's not a full, it's like a fragment. It's unclear what you're saying. They don't give an example of what it would be. I don't see any Rashi or Ron telling us an example of what it is. Let's see, maybe on the side here it does. It doesn't give an example either. But a person says, takes upon himself to give tzedakah, but does not clarify his words entirely. Will that chiv tzedakah be chal? So the Gemara says, "Hey Chidami, also, what's the case?" The Gemara asks, "What does the person say?" Ilema damar hadin zuzal tzedakah. If he says this coin is going to be for tzedakah, hadin nami hahu tzedakah, and then he says this also hadin nami this also, well, how tzedakah atzmahi? That's mamash tzedakah. If I say again, this dollar is for tzedakah, and I say this dollar too, that's clear. Even though I didn't say this dollar is also for tzedakah, I just said this dollar too. That's enough. That's certainly going to be tzedakah according to all opinions. So what's the shaila here? El kigon damar hadin v'lamar nami. He says this dollar is tzedakah, and then he says this. Does he mean this too? So what's the shah? He just says this. So again, damar kigon damar hadin v'lamar nami. My hadin nami tzedakah kamar. Does he say this is also going to be tzedakah? Odama my was mean hadin this. Lin nafkutsa ba'alma kamar v'diburahu d'lo aske. So what does he mean by this? Let's look at the top line of the Rashi here. Lenafkusa ba'alma kolomar hadin zuz acher. This other one, leve li lohotza, should be for me. This. It means this should be for me. Hadin nafkusa is meant to be used, to take it out by me. Ba'alma kamar v'dibur hu delo aske. He just didn't finish his sentence. That's the shaila. When you say this, does it mean this too, or this is for me? Gemara clarifies. Mi amrinan kevan de iskish le karbanos, since there's a hekesh of tzedakah to karbanos, dechsev bepicha zu tzedakah. That is a pasuk that's the context about ta'acher. And the whole pasuk says, I'll read the pasuk on the side, it says, let's read the pasuk aleph for a second. I see the pasuk aleph in the side here. Ki sidor nether lashem lokech, when a person makes a nether, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, he shouldn't delay paying him. Ki daro shidushen Hashem elokech amimach, Hashem's going to seek it out from you. Vayab b'chachet, and you'll have a chet. Two psukim later, it continues on this discussion, it says, motza svasecha, person who articulates something, tishmor, he should be careful and keep his word. Vasisa kasher nadarta, and he should act according to what he had been, when he took upon himself, l'Hashem elokech, that which he said with his mouth. So the words beficha says the Gemara refers to tzedakah. So you see this context of Baal Tacha, which Be'etzim is referring to Kabanos, it's built within this discussion talking about tzedakah as well. So tzedakah and Kabanos are very much linked. So the Gemara now continues and says, now that we know that Kabanos and tzedakah are very much linked, ma Kabanos yesh lan yad, like we've already learned that there is yad, but Kabanos af tzedakah yesh lan yad. So maybe we should conclude that there's yad as well by tzedakah, and the person would be obligated in bringing the tzedakah if he says as follows, this dollar is for tzedakah, and this. We should say that we're talking that this is going to work for tzedakah, just like it works by kabanos. Or perhaps we should say, lebal tacher hu diskish, that tzedakah is only connected to kabanos in terms of that there's an iser bal tacher if you delay the payment, but to say that there's initial chiv by saying a yad, to say that that obligates a person to tzedakah, maybe wouldn't go so far. Yes, David.
Comes out to be that there is yad tzedaka. The question is only what the language is. Meaning, if you specifically said so, obviously there's yad.
That's not yad then. That's saying I'm chayv in tzedaka. Yad is where it's a fragment. It's only a partial statement, and we want to know whether that.
This one also. When you say this, if he doesn't say also, and if you say this, so the question: did he specify it for tzedaka or not?
If he says this also, everyone agrees that's tzedakah.
Yeah.
We say this.
So it's not a question if this yad to tzedakah. The question is, did the yichesed, I don't know what's the word in English.
Say in Hebrew, it's fine.
If him yiches gam etzel tzedakah.
Okay.
It's not if there's a yad to tzedakah, it's not the question here.
No, but no, it is, because then if there is yad, let's say the statement is this also. He just says this. He just says the handle, right?
Hold on. Let's start with the first one. He says this is
tzedakah. No, this is
yad tzedakah.
Yeah, listen. No, this is all. This also is definitely tzedakah. Two words. This also is, that means tzedakah. If you just say this, you drop also this. This is a handle of also as well. The also, let's say, is the pot. This is the handle of the pot. If you just say this, is that going to be this? That word is a handle of the entire statement now?
Happens to be that.
Or is it not?
Happens to be that the Ramah says what he said.
That what?
The Dechidat, the Chidbea Achad, Hamurim Ramah, Mishachashav Bedirot Datet, Davar Litzdaka, Halalaf, Chiyut Zdaka, Mikoch Machshavto, Afal Pishelo, Hotzit, Davar Misfatav, Vikshom, Farshim, Lefidia Zoom, Adua Mistapek Rav Papa, Imo Ilia Litzdaka, Yafashev, Kedibul Mishram, Halo Afidim Dot Diber Klal.
That's a different shaila. I think
similar to what
I hear. It's a great question.
When he says this, he already has in mind what he wants to do with this. I mean, we might not know, but he knows. That's what you're saying, right?
But this is a specific thing. Tzedakah is unique. Tzedakah, if you see an ani walk in, and let's say you start taking out a dollar, you don't say anything. But you want to give him a dollar or a quarter, and he ends up not coming to you. According to many Farshim, that quarter is actually, you have to give tzedakah since you wanted to give tzedakah. That's unique by tzedakah. But his question, in general, we're trying to figure out his intentions, not trying to figure out what he actually says.
The question is the original question is there yad l'tzedakah, or there is not yad l'tzedakah? That's the question, right?
Correct.
Okay, but so it's clear that it is not question, because whatever you're going about it is, if you said it specifically, for sure, it's tzedakah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't say it specifically, that's what the question is.
Correct, yeah.
Right, so here it says,
so the question is not if you had tzedakah, the question is what's your saying?
No. Because certain things, you used to say certain things. Let's say when it comes to kiddushin.
Meaning there's such a thing as yad tzedakah.
You need amira. Kiddushin requires amira. When you marry someone, you have to give her money. You also have to say haram kishli. If you don't say the amira, it's nothing. If you don't say, you just give her kesef, it's nothing. You need to say the amira. So when you say a half a statement, is that enough? So tzedakah also, forgetting Ricky's question for a moment, assuming tzedakah requires a statement, no so? Does that statement, that this, is that enough to be considered the statement needed for tzedakah or not?
Here answered, it says, Yushet Tzushan Arim Elo Halim Alide Machshava Rak Im Ratsa Sheyahulu Beka. Avalim Ratsa Sheyahulu Alide Dibur Halim Rak Alide Dibur. Velokoha Machshava Wifen Ze, Sarishi Dibur Haraulia Lehachil et Haneda.
Okay.
So,
in general, you don't need to have the Dibur, but if you take the approach, I want to only have a Chiv Tzedakah through my Dibur, then you have to say the proper statement.
Or if he didn't have a Machshava at all, he just
took it out.
Yeah.
Okay. Amen.
Some people do and then think what they do.
but really, you know, the out of the subject. Zdaka mamash megarav the gula because zdaka shkula keneged kol mitzvot. Why? Why zdaka keneged kol mitzvot?
Right.
Because every mitzvah that you do, tefillin, so you bring that action to kedusha. When you give tzedakah, you worked for this money with all your body, with your hand, with your... So as if you bring it up, and the holiness of Gula is to bring from Noga to Kedusha, whatever.
The Baal Tanya talks about it. The Indian that we're in now, the door we're in, is the mitzvah tzedakah. The last mitzvah is tzedakah, that's where we're in the Yemos Mashiach. Tzedakah is what's going to bring the Gula. He says this. Yeah, I remember Weimer said this a couple of times. You have to ask him where.
I like that.
All right. Okay. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, Yesh Yale Hefker, or the Ein Yale Hefker. There's a work by Hefker now. Some person's mafker or something. Hainu Tzedakah. What's the difference? Tzedakah and Hefker is the same thing. A person giving up money, giving up something, what's the Shaila? Whatever you're passing like Tzedakah should be the same stock by Hefker.
What I see is that both yesterday and today, there's no maskan on this Gemara.
Right, well, right. The Ron here is going to have a whole long discussion of what the Psak Halach is. But right, the Gemara does not bring any maskanas. So is there Yad Lehefker or is there not Yad Lehefker? Hainu Tzedakah, Gemara asks, it's the same thing. Gemara says, Imtim Shalomar Kamar. It's an Imtim Shalomar, meaning, Imtim Shalomar, if you want to say Yesh Yad Tzedakah, that there is Yad Tzedakah, that's saying this, that also works for Tzedakah, D'ein Hekesh Lemechsa, that you cannot have half Hekesh, meaning, we said before, that Tzedakah, there's a Hekesh from Tzedakah to Karbanos, and that which the basic Hekesh was telling us, that the Iser Baal Tacher applies to Tzedakah as well. If a person delays giving Tzedakah like he obligated himself, he violates Baal Tacher. The Gemara says that once you have a Hekesh, you cannot do half Hekesh, so you have to do a full Hekesh. So through this Hekesh, we also learn that there is Yad for Tzedakah as well. So if you say, if you assume that there is Yad Tzedakah, based on the reasoning of Ein Hekesh Lemechsa, so then it opens the question, what about Hefker? Hefker mi aminu hainu tzedakah. Do we say hefker is equated to tzedakah, have the same exact dinim, and there is yad hefker? Oh, dilma shiny tzedakah. Or maybe there's a distinction. Why? What's the distinction between tzedakah and hefker? I'm giving my money away either way. Gemara says, the tzedakah lochaz el anim. Tzedakah is only fit for a person who's poor, who has a certain low bank account. Aval hefker, bein lanim, bein lashim. When a person is mafkir something, according to Beis Hillel, at least we say, it has to be mafkir to both rich and poor. So there's a difference, and maybe there would not be yad by hefker. There's a difference.
Right, so here it says that the havamin of the Gemara was that when somebody gives something to hefker, makes hefker, he wants it only for the anim. And the maskana says, even though that once most people in general give it to hefker, it could still be held on hashirim also.
Aha. I see that's the Tosos right here. Okay.
It's like the story from last week, the guy that walked was rich, and they walked after him with some fancy clothes, meaning they put it on the floor for him to walk, and they left it so the anim could pick it up. And then, was a story like that last Gemara.
I remember.
And then they pick it up, and then he died because it wasn't enough tzedakah in regards to his level.
Uh-huh. I vaguely remember this now.
It's a hefker.
Okay, one more shaila here. Actually, maybe a few more shailas here. The Gemara says now, last narrow line of Zayin Amrav, Boy Ravina. Ravina asks the following question. Yesh yad beis akise, o ein alo. Is there a yad for beis akise? There's a real din of making a beis akise, there are a number of halachas. A beis akise, a bathroom, one cannot learn there, you can't wear tefillin there, a lot of important halachas. You can't read Shema there in this beis akise. So a person is mazmin, designates the beis akise. Is that going to work or not? A yad. So what's the case? Hey chidami. Ilam, if you're going to say damar hadin besa leve beis kisei, this house, this room should be beis kisei, and then vahadin nami, and this other room also. Well, that's clear. Hahun besa kisei nami havi. That's certainly he refers to another beis kisei. There's no question that second room of hadin nami will have the din of beis kisei. Ella, it's a case where kigon damar vahadin v'lo amar nami. He says this room is going to be a bathroom, and this. But it doesn't say this room or this also rather. It just says this. So what does he mean by this? So my hadin damar, do we say hadin nami beis akisei? Does he mean this is going to be a bathroom as well? Oh, Dilman, perhaps he means my vadin. What does he mean this? Hadin le tashmi shabama kamar. This room will be used for a playroom, will be used for a dining room, something else kamar.
So It seems on this Gemara that if you already mentally assign a room to Besakise, it's already chal. It has nothing to do with you use it or not. It's already
correct
to do anything.
Right. Now, this is telling a discussion that appears in Gemara Brachos and Gemara in Sanhedrin, whether Hazmana Milsa or Hazmana La Milsa is designation considered enough or not. So I think we end up passing Hazmana. I think we say Hazmana is La Milsa unless you do an Asi as well. But let's see what the Gemara says, and maybe the Rishonim here. Let's see, the Gemara says, Mechlal, the implication of this question is the Pshita Leli Ravina, the Yesh Zimul Beis Akisei. That's your point. Sounds like if you were Mazmin something for Beis Akisei, it certainly does work. Hazmana for Beis Akisei works. The only question is whether, when he says this, was that considered enough of a Hazmana? But how could that be true? Vaha mi bai Leli Ravina. Wasn't Ravina asked this question? Hazmana lebeis, Hazmin lebeis Kisei Mao? If a person designated a Beis Akisei, this room is going to be a bathroom, does it have a din of a bathroom yet? Or his minu Beis America, a person says, this is going to be my bathhouse, this is going to be my shower, mahu, is that going to be enough, even though he didn't use it yet? Zimun ma'ol, ain't zimun ma'ol, does it work or not? And so that's the shayla that was asked to Ravina. So it wasn't, he asked the shayla, it was a suffix, he didn't know for sure. But here it implies that he knew for sure that hazmana certainly will work. The only shayla in our Gemara is whether yad is enough to make a hazmana. So the Ravina responds, Ravina chadak migo, chadak mibayle. So he says, there's a migo, meaning, zimun ma'el ein zimun ma'el. He first had a shayla, does it work or does it not work, hazmana? And imtim shalomar yeshimun, and if you wanted to say that there is zimun, and it sounds like whenever there's an imtim shalomar, where he's passing like the imtim shalomars, so imtim shalomar yeshimun, and that's why there's a note there by the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to say that there is zimun by a basic yisein, yad o ein yad, tibayle. Yad o ein yad, is there a yad? Would yad be enough to say this? Is that enough to say it or not enough? And the Gemara ends Tibaile. Tibaile is a lashon of teku. The Gemara Nedarim uses Tibaile as it's still a shaila. It's still a teku. We don't have an answer here. So that's the shaila for the Gemara. Okay, so let's look at the Ran here. The Ran concludes here. Interesting here. Yeah, well, actually, before you go to the Ran, there's actually interesting Tosfos here. If you look at the Tosfos, at least in mine, it's the first medium wide line down. The last few words is Yeshla Lebes. Little bully at the end of that medium wide line down. Yesh Yala Beis Akisei.
That's where it starts?
Yeah, that's where it starts, yeah. And going on to the second medium wide line down, it says Hacha. There's a little bracket Hacha.
We don't have. You're on.
I have Tosos.
Right, but we don't have different.
We have different Tursadafs. Yeah, oh, okay. It's going to be hard. Okay, so may I read this outside then?
No, it's okay. This is the beginning of a Tosos, or are we in the middle of a Tosos?
It's the beginning of a Tosos. It's the third Tosos down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on
okay,
the top.
Fine. So he says, Hacha lo mesafkele midraisa. There's not a shaila on a deraisa level when it comes to the Beis Akisei. Elachumr me'alma midrabanu mesafkele. This is a shaila on a derabanu level. All the previous discussions were all deraisa questions, hefker, tadaka, kedushin. Here's only din derabanu lay. Im hechmiru le'inyan le'esor le'daber kriyashma came in the Beis Akisei. Do we, or machmir not to say shema here? Shamu afilu shein botsoa. To say that even though it's a base kisa that was never used, it's also, that's the shaila here. That's his number one. Or number two, he says, inami, alternatively, he suggests, kevan deyesh zimun kidemasik im kein tasar ade dibor ba'alma kamo eich hefker, ein incha hefker v'tzadaka, dibikol makam adirbanami ba'alei dehalo iskish. Okay, all he's pointing out here is that it's not a shaila deraisa. All the other shailas were deraisas. This shaila base kisa is only a din dera, a shaila on derabana level. Okay.
Right, so what's the halacha?
Okay. He says the Ran. The Ran says, Linin halacha. You see this Ran here? It's around five narrow lines down. It says the Ran. Linin halacha b'kedushin. Naktita l'chumr d'yesh yad. By kedushin, if a person says the lashon of yad, we're machmer to say it takes effect. D'chemin d'bayin l'ufshite, since it's a question that wasn't answered, havle sveka d'raisa l'chumr, and was it suffik d'raisa, whether he's married or whether she's an eshes ish, we're certainly going to be machmer, that she would require a get to marry somebody else. Ubepeo tadaka kasav rajbazal namidazlin lechumra came to salka b'teku. Since it also was left as a teku, we should also be machmir because they're dina deraisa. V'chein kasav rambanzal behal lechosav debinin tadaka debin debain the tadaka. The question of tadaka lo yushtei. There was no answer. Behedya v'suga the yeshia the tadaka. The kain mila nami dechal teku the isur lechumra. Fine. Everyone's in agreement right now that all sveiko deraisa is lechumra. Umay damazal the suga the yeshia the tadaka, and that which the Gemara seems to indicate that there is a yalat tadaka. It's only because they say imtim shlomer. If you say that there's a yad letzedaka, then they ask the question of peya. But it wasn't that we were passing that there is a yad letzedaka. It was just entertaining that possibility, that avenue. V'ze efsher hu al derech Rambam, very famous Rambam, sheposik bechol makom ki imtim shlomer. Whenever there's imtim shlomer, the Rambam paskins that way. So Rambam actually does paskin that there is yad letzedaka. Because, not because of a suffix deraisa, because that's the klal of Gemara. Piskei halacha is whenever there's an imtem shalom, we pass in that way. Avamai de kamar la nami de chal teiku de isuri lechumra. That which you say whenever there's a teiku and an isa deraisa, we're machmir. Benir shehishkim gam kein lezer rashba zal. Fine. So the Gemara asks, now should we go weiter in the Ran rather?
So what about
the kisa? So right now, he doesn't talk about basic kisa just yet.
Because right?
If you hold someone's a din derabanan, lechor it should be lekula. Now, excuse me, the Ran asks, Vitmihani, Alein, I have a problem with all these Rishonim. Sharei, Sugi Mufureshis, he was so perkazur of Elchaim. There's a perk towards the end of Maseches Chulin. Shesavik Mamon Lakula Lunitva. Whenever there's a Savik who is owed money, the person who you're collecting from, the Tovei, asks for the Nitva, and the Nitva doesn't have to pay until you Motzi Mechaveir Olav Haraya. Things remain status quo whenever there's a Savik Mamon. Now, mid makshinan hasam amas nisan the gershin sky v'hayel para nishchetes v'chulei, and tanan savig mamun pater al masveka lekula. Okay, let's read a little further. We don't need to tell sugi here.
He's writing a land one.
Yeah.
Rashi is the point.
He's been bringing a number of gemaras here, which say when it comes to Safik Mamona, it's Lakula. Right, so if you jump down to the Ra now, he says around 6-7 wide lines down, Elevadai Sveka de Mamon Aniyim, namely the Ketzer Zaka, Lo Mikri Sveka de Isura, Ela Sveka de Mamon de Lakula. Even though Tzedakah is a Din Daraisa, since it is a Safik Mamon, we're actually going to go Lakula. That's how the Ra concludes. And then he says a little bit further, Lefikach eini mischaber b'divrei, I don't agree with what they said. V'gavei hefker ein tzavik. There's no shayla dehavli sveika de mamon ulakula ve'en yad. Also by peya is by hefker as well. It's mamon here meko. V'chein nami gavei beisaki say de'afil imtim shlomer de'zimun mo'ol v'lob mahani elam derabanan havli sveika derabanan ulakula. So he argues on the deraisa cases. He says it's not deraisa cases. These are classified as mamona cases. Very, very important. Okay. Fine, back to the Gemara now. Gemara says...
So you're saying there's not yad?
He passes not, right.
Kiddushim, yes.
And this is dalacha.
That's the Ram Paskins, and the other Rishonim say, no, it's we Paskin at the Dina Deraisa, so we're going to be Machmir.
So who's...
So I don't know, I have to go look in the Shulchan Aruch. But this happens to be a very, very important clash between when you have Isser and Mamum. You have two things. So... Again, these are not, I guess, good examples of Isurim. But let's say for a better example would be, let's say, Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon HaBen, a father is going to be poed to his firstborn son from the Kohen. He's being mafresh. There's a certain kedusha to the Kohen, to the son. The Kohen owns the son, if you will. And you have to poed, you have to pay the Kohen to redeem your son. So do classify that. It's dini mamonos. You're paying the Kohen. There's money involved. But at the same time, you're being mafresh. You're being poed to him from the Isur of him being a Kohen. Is it a Dine Isser? This is Machlokis in the Gemara. Machlokis in Rishonim, is it Mamonis or is it Isser? You have a clash between two types of concepts. Usually, Isser is like Bas Bechalav is Aser, Trefos is Aser, and then there's a category of Choshen Mishpah. There's Mamon, there's damages. It's two different categories. But sometimes the two of them come together. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the discussion here. These are Deraisa concepts, Sadaka and Hefker, but they're Dine Mamonis concepts on Deraisa levels. So that, how do you classify these things? That's the debate that's going on here. Okay, the Gemara now three lines up from the bottom of Zayin and Aleph quotes from the Mishnah Menuda Ani Lecha V'chule. This is a quotation of the last line of the Mishnah in Beis and Aleph. The Mishnah told us that Menuda Ani Lecha. I'm going to quote from the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Haya Chochech Bazil Achmer. Lashon of Chochech. He was inclined to say that this was Asur. So the Ran on this page in Zayin and Aleph gives two definitions of what it means Chochech Lahachmer. Maybe your expertise in Hebrew could help me out a little bit here. So the Ran writes, this is around eight Y lines down in the Ran, back in Zayin Amud Aleph. He says, Menuda ani lechaver Rabbi Kiva chochech bazel lahachmer. Choche, what does choche mean? Choche ke adam shehu misupak, a person who's unsure b'davar about something, u mischachech be'atmo mipnei she'en yachol levaro. What does mischachech mean?
Yeah, I also know what I'm thinking. What's mischachech? Mitchachech.
Mitchachech is rubbing against.
Not sure that fits in here. Is there an English translation?
Scratching his head.
Scratching his head, yeah?
Maybe something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I said, mischachech, okay. Scratching his head, not really sure what to do. So the Rabbi Kiva was, they were saying he was scratching his head, unsure of the answer. Inami, Meloshin Chech. Chech is what, a gum? Right, the top, the palate?
Yeah.
The palate is, the Chech, the Ran writes, is, I lost the place for a second. Inami, Meloshin Chech, Kilom Shaya, Matim Lecheko Lachmir. He tasted his palate, he was inclined, I'm not sure the expression here, but he was inclined to be Machmir. Okay. That's how he teaches the word. So Gemara comments, Amar Abaye, Modi Rabbi Kiva Linin Malachos She'ino Logan. Rabbi Kiva agrees though, even though he's Machmir, by such a language, a person says, Menuda Nilacha, he's going to agree that you won't get Malchus. Malchus only comes about when there's a Vaday Neder. This is not a Vaday Neder. Because the Imkain, if there were Malchus, according to Rabbi Kiva, Nisnei, the Mishnah Shuv just taught very simply, Rabbi Kiva, Machmir. He's Machmir. Why I say, Lashon of,
it's rubbing.
Rabbing. Say no, it's a Hebrew. So why does Rabbi Kiva say Choche Chayel Hachmir? Tells us it's not a full fledged Isser, it's only inclined to say Usser. So therefore, Abaye says there's no Malchus here. So Rapapa clarifies the discussion. Rapapa says Binidina Mincha. If a person says Lashon Binidina, to Chuli Amalo Pligid Usser. Everybody agrees Lashon Binidina is Vade Usser. Why is that Lashon Vade Usser? If you look at the Ran, Ran says Nedina Minach the Chuliyama Aser. Klomer Aser Veloke. It's going to be Aser. The Nether will be binding, and there will be Malkos if one violates this Nether. Miu Dafka Bedamar Sheini Ochelcha. Only if you qualify by saying, "And I won't eat from you." Kedamar Shmuel, like Shmuel said above, Gavim Mufushani Miu Chukani Bekulon Ad Shiomer Sheini Ochelcha. You have to add those words in. Ub Nedina says the Ran Nami De Kavasayu Shu Lashon Harchaka. Nedina is also separation. So that's another example that Rabbi Kiva says. Rabbi Kiva would have said that's vaday a nether. And then the Gemara says, if you say misham tana mincha luchuyama dishari, everybody agrees. The Gemara says that's permitted. That is not a lashon of a nether. Says the Ran here, commenting here, misham tina mincha duchuyama shari. Dafilo amar shani ochelcha. Even if you do qualify by saying, and I won't eat from you, yisura namulaka. There's no isra at all. Shein de lashon nether el lashon shamta. This is not a nether. Lashon Shamta, it's a lashon of excommunicating a person, but it's not a lashon of nether. So what's the shaila here? So Gemara says, "B'mai pligi." What are they arguing with? Going on to the top of Zion and Beis now. "B'mai pligi, b'menuda ani lacha." That's the shaila. The Rabbi Kiva savar lishna de niduyahu. Benuda is very much like niduya, which is a lashon nether. Rabban tavi lishna de misham tanahu. No, menuda is a type of language of excommunication. It's not classified as a nether. That's the shaila, how to classify the language of menuda. Okay. But Rabbi Kiva was noted to be machmir. Upligi the Rav Chista argued. How do we know Rav Chista argued? Tahu gavra damar misham tina benichsei divrei derav yirmiya barapa. Person once said that I'm being mishamta, I'm using lashon mishamta from the property of the son of Rav Yirmiya bar Abba. Us, the comment of Chisti, when he presented the case in front of Chista to clarify what the halacha is using this language, and Amalei Rav Chista said, "Lest achash laha, are you not concerned with the Rabbi Kiva, that which Rabbi Kiva held?" Kesav Rabbi Misham Tina Pligi, he thought just like Rabbi Kiva argued by lashon menuda, he also argued by lashon mishamtana. So Rav Chista, as opposed to what we said before, that mishamtana, everyone agreed it's not binding. Here, clearly Rav Chista thought that it would be a machlokas, would be subject to Rabbi Kiva's this debate, and would come out by saying Rabbi Kiva would be machmir by lashon of shamtana. Okay, let's go weiter. Given time, I think we're moving quickly, like always. At least in the darm. Okay, the Gemara says now.
Any agata time this?
There's some agata, yeah. Not a ton though. But there's a little bit. We'll start at Moshe Rabbeinu and stuff. Okay. Amar Rabbi Eli, Amar Rav. Nideu b'fanav, ein matirin lo ela b'fanav. Now Nideu is not a lashon of a neder, but it's really a lashon of menuda. Person plays a lashon person in excommunication. In front of him, So then again, you can only undo this excommunication in his presence. But if if a person placed the person in nidui and not in the presence of the individual, then one keep matirin lo bein befanav bein shalofanav. Then you could undo the menuda whether he's present or whether he's not present. Let's look to the Ran for some explanation here. The top Ran of the page here says nideu befanav ein matirin lo el befanav. Since you were menade him in front of this guy, nideu olam nideu. It's a very strong, intense type of nidui. V'lo mi'ak el befanav. It's only undone if he's present to undo it. Dumu demai demarina beperk ashalech. Similar to that which we said in the Gemara in Gittin, called milusa demisavli be'asara tzicha be'asara milam mishlefe. If you do something in the presence of 10 people, then you need to undo it in the presence of 10 people. When certain people are present, it makes it a more of an intense type of action. That's the first pshat in the Ram. The Ram says lo nihira. I don't like that pshat. At the time of the milusa mushim chashit, it's a chashad issue. Dimatirin lo shelo befanav. If you undo the menuda not in front of him, then pamim shiatiru v'hamenuda lo yada. Sometimes you're going to release him from his menuda, and the menuda himself is not going to know. Uch shelo yinagu bo nidoi yavo l'chasho. And if he starts not keeping nidoi, even though he doesn't have to, but he thinks he's supposed to, but he ends up not keeping it in his own world, we're going to be choshet him. Aval.
Is he choshet to the people who are behaving towards him not like a nidoi?
Oh, you're right, to them. And those who are not treating like a nidoi, they're starting to engage in him, then he will come the chasho. He says, why are you talking to me? I'm a nidoi. What are you doing? He's not aware of this. There's going to create this chashad. If you did a nidoi not in his presence, like a chasho, there's no chashad there. Just like they put me in nidoi without me being there, maybe perhaps they released me without me being there, and that's why the guy's engaging with me. That's how he concludes. So therefore, there are two explanations as to why you require, if done nidui in front of him, you have to do the matian in front of him as well, either because it was a stronger, more intense nidui in the first place and needs a stronger of release, or because of an issue of chashad. Then the Gemara says, halfway down, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav. Hashomeo haskaras Hashem mipi chaver. You hear a friend, rather, who mentions Hashem's name in vain, tzarech l'nadosa, you have to excommunicate him. Vim lo nideu, and if you don't excommunicate him, who asked him be nidui? The guy who's supposed to excommunicate him, the guy who heard, the bystander, he ends up being in excommunication himself for not excommunicating the other guy. It reverses on him. So just look at the Rashi for a moment. Rashi says, I thought there's Rashi, maybe not.
And nidui has to be done by a bastin, or how? What's the
does not have to be done by a bezin.
Amen?
Yeah.
Everybody can say you menuda?
One big rav can do it, and that's it?
Yeah. I wonder if, I'm not sure even if it has to be a rav. I don't know how that works. There's the Gemara in Moed Katan in the beginning of the third parak talk about all the halachas of nidui. Happens to be one simon in Shulchan Aruch, a very long simon, like 60 sifim to him. But I think right in the beginning, the Rama says, all these lachas are not no gebez manazeh. We don't have this concept of nidui. So I don't know all the lachas of it. But there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, a very big one.
It's not part of the smicha process.
No. When I was doing avelis, I learned that sugya very well. And then I got to the Shulchan Aruch. I'm like, this is not relevant anymore. So I kind of didn't go through it anymore. Okay. Okay, so where are we now? So that's the lacha. The person in turn... He hears a guy say Hashem's name in vain, and he's supposed to be menada this guy, and doesn't, he in turn becomes in nidui. So continue the Gemara now before you go to the Ran. Shakol makom shehaskaras Hashem mitzuya sham anias mitzuya. Whenever Hashem's name is desecrated, then it creates a situation of poverty. Vanias kemisa, and poverty is like death. The person who's poor is as if he's dead. How do we know that? Shenemar Kimesu Kanashim, that all those people died. Vitanya Komakum Shinasu Khamenaim, whenever the Khamen placed their eyes somewhere, O Misa, O Ani. Either means death or poverty. So what are we seeing from all this? So let's look at the Ran for some explanation. So the Ran says that let's take it from Hashemeh Skaras Hashem Mipi Chaveru Tzarech L'Nidoso. Person who hears Shem Hashem in vain has to be menada that guy who says the name. The Reish Tamur, the beginning of Tamur Maseches Daf Dalad, Mafkinan Azhara Limaz Kishem Shemaim Levatala. What's the source of such an iser? Midyachsiv Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. And Hashem, Hashem's name you're supposed to fear. That's the laugh. Vimlo Nideu, says the Ran, who asmo yehe benidoi? Lo sheyehe benidoi me'elov. Doesn't mean he automatically becomes nidoi on his own. Ela roi lehisnados kamar. Somebody else should place him in nidoi. You cannot become nidoi just automatically. Somebody has to place you in nidoi. So this person, for not placing the Shemaya, is supposed to be menada that guy who said the Shem Hashem. If the Shemaya doesn't, then somebody else should place him in nidoi. Sherei hamaski asmo tzarach nidoi veheach yehe kamar. Mimenu Hashemaya v'shosek. Why? What's the svar? How is it possible that the guy himself should become nidoi? If the guy who says Hashem's name in vain cannot be nidoi on his own, only someone else plays him nidoi, then the poor guy listening on his own, how should he be remarkable and become nidoi on his own without somebody else placing him in nidoi? So for that reason, the Ran concludes, nidoi only works, only takes effect if someone else plays him in nidoi. So you see that you have to be placed in nidoi. Then the Ran says, Shebechol makom, taima kayahiv. The Gemara is giving the explanation of Lamai Damrinon Imlo Nideu Hu Asmo Yebenidoi. Why, if the guy doesn't place him in Nidoi, he himself is supposed to be put in Nidoi? Sharei Achshav Chomor Deshema Nishamanis Mitsuya. Because now there's a, it's very Chomerdik type of situation, and when that happens, when Shema Hashem is mentioned, it becomes the issue of poverty. Poverty is a result of Shema Hashem being Mechel. How do we know? Wherever you mention my name, I will bring blessing. When you use Hashem's name properly, brings about blessing. The inverse is true as well. If a person says Hashem's name in vain, that'll bring about poverty. So that's why this person should be in Nidoi, because the person who's placed in Nidoi is, we'll get to that in a second, fine. Let's read the next round now. Shenemar kimesu kol nashim. What's the source? We're bringing a source now that poverty is considered death. The lo mesu mamish, says the round. It doesn't really mean they died. Kidamrinu lakaman perek Rabbi Eliezer. The mehave havi dechol makom shenemar nos nitzim. Whenever the pasuk says nitzim, when you saw him standing, enum el dasan vavirim. That's a code word for dasan vavirim. Ve'inu havi
code word for what?
For dasan vavirim. Two names.
Datan
Vaviram. Dasan Vaviram. The Innu Havu B'machlok Shekorach. They were present with the big debate of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. So they obviously didn't die if they were around for all these cases. El Bnei She'anu, because they became poor, Amar Kimesu, they were considered as if they were dead. De'afagav Damrinu Hasam De'arbot Kashu and Kimesu. What do you mean? There are four examples of people who died. So maybe when the pasuk says they died by Dasan Vaviram, it doesn't mean they died with Anias. Maybe they died with something else. What were the four cases? Ani, person who's poor. Asuma, person who's blind. Umitzora, Umichein Lo Banam. These are four examples of people who are considered dead.
Also a shame.
What?
Also a shame. L'chaim
kuim etim. Good question. Very good question. I don't know that. But here it has to be Anias. Why? Why does a Mesu by Dasan Vavirim have to be Anias? Dein Lomar Shinissimu doesn't mean they were blind. The eyes of the rebeller should be poked out. So they clearly had eyes to see. You can say they had mitzras, the haksiv, the karev al kolisol. They were amongst kolisol. And if they had tzras, they wouldn't be within karev kolisol. You can say shenisrapu b'matan Torah. Maybe they became healed in matan Torah. Maybe they initially did have tzaras, but now they were healed. We know that erev Shavuos is the beginning of refuah because matan Torah is when people became healed from all the different mumim. The Ha'amirin, the Gemara tells us shechazu the mumim. They went back to their mumim b'maisa ha'egel. Maisa ha'egel happened, then they reverted back to the initial mumim. So they weren't healed from Kabbalah Satara. And thirdly, Lekalememar, Dimishim Shaloha Yulahem Banim. We can't say they didn't have children. Kimesu, why Dim Kane Hecha Amrle Mivne Zesh Mitzrayma? Because this year returned to Mitzrayim, Vachim Mivne Shaloha Yulahem Banim, Lo, Hayunishmal Machos, Le Hashinu El Paro. I'm not sure that's farther. So either way, the Ran just buttresses each of those approaches and concludes Elavadai Mipnesha Yardu Min Nichseyam Vloha Yudvivrem Nishman. The reason why they're considered Mesu concludes the Gemara is because they had no money.
So when it mentioned Kimetu Kun Nashim Navakshim et Nashekha, He meant to the Egyptians who, Datan v'Aviram, like, they actually, you know, they spoke on Moshe bad, but it wasn't them who wanted to kill him. But I think it seems from here that that's them who wanted to kill him.
Uh-huh, let's see.
Have you read the Sicha of Rabbi Hartman? The speech on Saturday?
Yes.
You were there? And he left with two questions. How come it slept? And how come they knew about all the Torah? Based on the Chefetz Chaim that he said, because why we eat milchik?
Yes.
Because they knew the halacha, so they didn't have to prepare.
Right.
So he had these two questions, right? And he didn't answer these two questions. How come they knew all the Torah in, you know, an instance?
Yeah, but, right, but...
And how come they slept all night?
But I learned that they did, just at that moment, the dinim of Shechita came to to term. It didn't happen to the Torah code.
So I read a great Sicha from the Rebbe Milovavich, answered those two questions.
Sorry.
In a second.
Okay, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. So what's the whole discussion here? Back to Gemara.
It seems that that's what it is, that they were really wanted to kill him, that time of year.
I need to look better. I'm not getting this. I need to look at it better. Okay. Fine. So what comes out of this whole Gemara here is as follows. A person who heard a Shemei Haskaras Hashem Levatala, you're supposed to be Menadim. And if you don't, then you yourself are supposed to be Nidui. How do we know this? Because whenever Shem Hashem is mentioned, there's supposed to be Aeneas. And Aeneas is like mace. And where the Chacham places their eyes, placing their eyes is a lashon of nidui that either results in death or it resulted in poverty. So, right, so again, the train of that. Haskar Shem leads to Aeneas.
Levatala.
Right? Vatala means Aeneas. And nidui also is Aeneas. So how do you get to Aeneas is through the nidui. Right, let's just say again, it's not going in order. The Pasuk says, Haskar Shem Hashem Levatala results in Aeneas. The reason we know that is because when you say Shem Hashem Lemitzvah, it's a bracha, but if it's Levatala, the Ran concluded it's going to be Aeneas. And we have, whenever the Chum Nasu Einav, that's the Lashon Nidoy, it results in either death or poverty. So how do we get this person to be in impoverished? The person who's supposed to be, make him Nidoy now has to be Nidoy himself. The way we get him there is because by putting him in Nidoy. Is that whole
But the question
reason.
Is, if the guy that heard it and he didn't moche, is a Nidoy.
Right. Somebody has to be Nidoy. Because whenever there's Shem Hashem Laskara, the Vatala, there has to be Aeneas.
It says, ומחר שזכירו השם בבטלה אחר שעבר עליה נעשה בעוני ובמיטה, החמירו החכמים גם על השומע שאם לא נדע לעבריין, יהיו עצמו בנידוי.
Right. Because it has to be Aeneas. Whenever Shem Hashem is mentioned in Vatala, it creates Aeneas. So really, it's supposed to make the guy, make him an Ani. Put him in Nidoy, and you're making him into an Ani now. A Nidoy creates Aeneas. Now, since he didn't do that, it's going to revert back to him, because whatever the Shem Hashem Levatala, it's going to create Aeneas somewhere. So if he's not willing to do it, so someone else should make him have the Aeneas. The Aeneas has to go somewhere as a result of this Shem Levatala. Okay. The Gemara now says, the last narrow line of this daf, Amar Rabbi Abba. Hava kamina kamid Rav Huna shama lahach Issa. I was standing in front of Rav Huna, and we heard that particular woman, Issa, the afke hasgaras Hashem levatala. She mentioned Shem Hashem levatala. Shamta visharila la'altar v'apa. So what did Rabbi Abba do? Rav Huna placed her in excommunication, Shamta nidui, and then immediately released her. So Shmamina Tlas, Gzuntai, Shmamina. We learn three Shmaminas from here. Shmamina, number one, is Hashemei Haskar Hashem Mipi Chavero Tzarech Lindos. Like we've learned, if a person hears Shem Hashem Levatala, you have to place them in Nidui. Shmamina, number two, Nideu Bifanov Ein Matin Lo El Bifanov. Like we learned earlier, that just like he placed her Nidui in front of her, he also released her in front of her. And Shmamina, number three, Ein Bein Nidui Lehafar Eloklum. The difference, the timing of between the nidoy and the hafar and the release, there's no time at all has to lapse. You could place a nidoy for a moment and and release her immediately. There's no time that has to last.
And nidoy.
Right. And say again. And
I'm just
right. that there happens to be there are different levels of nidui and menuda and stuff. Certain ones actually require some time. Some are 7 days, some are 30 days. I forget, they're all different lashonos.
How come it seems pretty chamul? How come he redid it right away?
Yeah, why? He released it right away.
Why?
Why? Because you have to just have a chalos for a moment. You're nidui and now you're on. That's the din.
No, but you're saying that in order to mefer nidui, you need some time. Goodbye.
We're saying you don't need any time.
Usually we're talking about no, because you're talking about nidui sometimes that people don't want to listen to Beis Din, you know, they want to do certain things. This was just she just said Shem Hashem.
Yeah. That just
look at the Ran. Look at the Ran. The Ran, I think. The Ran talks about this. Okay. See the Ran Shmami, you know. In Bein Nidoi L'Hafar V'Loklum, around 10 lines up, he says, Hikshu B'Tosvos, Midamar B'Perek Ve'ilu Magalchen, that's the third perek of Mo'ikotem, which talks about all the sugars of Menuda.
We did it?
We did it, yeah. Hachi Kamar, Shmuel, Tut Aser, Tut Shari, Tut is the lashon of the blowing the shofar. You blow the shofar and it is an Iser, you blow the shofar and you're a Mutter. Huadin L'Mamona, Hani Mila Mamona, that's only by Mamon, could you release the Nidoi right away? Aval Lafka Rusa, if there's a hefker acting hefkeris, ad the chaylele shamta tlas nyomim. But if there's real hefkeris about isurim, then you have to wait 30 days for it to be chal. How come the Gemara here says it mentioned shema Hashem levatala? A moment's enough to have the chalos of nido. You need 30 days. The Tirtza Tosfos answers the shiny hacha here is different. She nido is ze einu ela leayim alav. It's only to instill fear in her. In this case, shelo yaskir od shem shemayim levatala. Not to do this ever again. Below Dam Lafkarusa, wasn't that she? You were saying she wasn't being hefkeris with the Michal Itam Chacham Min Adam Chaveiro. It's obviously not a light thing. It's very serious, but still, we're just trying to scare her for a moment. Mishim Hachi Hacha Ein Bein Nidu Lafar Avlo Klum. That's what the Ran quotes from Tosos. Very different the way a person is keeping its conduct to a Tam Chacham and Rav than to Hashem. Aval Reisi LeRav Afasis Al Shadacha Oso. He doesn't like this. Shibeperk Eil Magalchen Mitmezu. Based on the Gemara here, rejects this and says there's a steer in the sugyas, and he says we pass like the Gemara Nedarim over the Gemara Moikata. Not that there's two different cases. There's no difference. We have two different sugyas, and we pass like the Gemara Nedarim over the Gemara Moikata. And the Rambam apparently passes this way at all, as well, that even by a hefkeris to Tanu Chacham, all you need to be is in Menuda just for a moment. And now the Gemara says, four lines from the top, Amar Rabbi Gidal, Amar Rav, Tamud Chacham, Minadil Atmo, U Meifel Atmo. A Tamud Chacham can place himself in Nidoi and can also release himself from Nidoi as well. So the Ran writes here, Tamud Chacham, Minadil Atmo, Meifel Atmo, Kosev Araj Bazal, Didavka Hecha Delohavi Bar Nidoi. Only when the person himself is subject to being in Nidoi. I don't know the case here. I guess the case Gemara is about to bring. Whatever the case is, where that was a situation where Marzutra was roy to be placed in Nidoi, so he placed himself in Nidoi. Aval says the Ran continuing Kishin Adatmo Aldo, or Shaya Chai Valav Nidoi, Lo Kol Haminu Lahati Atmo. Other way around, sorry. The only time a person can release himself from Nidoi is only when he wasn't really roy to be in Nidoi in the first place. He's only doing it out of Midas Chasidus. But in a situation where a person is roy to be in Nidoi, then when he placed himself in Nidoi, he cannot undo himself. He cannot release himself from Nidoi.
Somebody
else has to release him, exactly. So that's what the Rashba says. V'hikshu alav, they ask upon the Rashba, Im kain, mehechim akshil ashas pshita, mekamil markiyad mazutra. Finally, and they're asking a question. Okay. Fine. Now back to the Gemara now. So again, the Gemara says, "Amar of Gidel Marav Tamin Chochem Mindad Latzma VeMeifil Latzma." He can place himself in Nidoi and can also release himself from Nidoi. Pshit, the Gemara seems to think it's obvious that what the Pshit is, that's the Rama struggling with. Mal the same of what would you have thought? Ein Chavish Mat Atzma VeBeis Asurim. A person who's in jail cannot release himself from jail. So that's the very good Havmina. The Kamash Mlan is that no, still a Tamin Chochem is different. He's unique that he is able to release himself from now it's probably a difficult policy.
In regards to jail, he didn't put himself into jail. You know? With Nidoi, he put himself into Nidoi.
But let's say a person locks himself.
What?
Right. But even though,
if he locks himself, he has the key, he can go out too. It says here, שהרי כל מי שמנדה אדם אחר יכול להתיר את הנידוי, ומדוע היה מקום לחשוב שלא יכול להתיר את הנידוי שהטיל על עצמו?
It's also a difficult policy, though, to allow this for a Rav to, you know, take care, you know, put himself in jail, take himself out of jail. It doesn't look very good for the Rabbanim. But that's the halacha. Hey, Yechid, I mean, what's the situation?
It doesn't have to be public. That's, I think, the whole idea is that he does it for a second. You know, he sees he did something wrong, he says, okay, now I put myself into nidui, and then 5 minutes later, I say, I'm out of nidui. Uh-huh. So nobody found out, and that's it. He just, like, you know, like a... Like a
siman
of what he did.
Uh-huh. Maybe. Okay. Fine. The Gemara says, now what's, what's the case of a Rav putting himself in jail and releasing himself? So, that case, we're not really told the details. Maybe the Ryan will fill us in a second. So, he was Roy to be placed in Nidoy, and instead he decided to Mishamte Nafshi Bereisha. He first placed himself in Nidoy. The Hoder Mishamti Bar Beirav, and then the Beirav, Bar Beirav, placed him in Nidor. The Chiala Beisa, when he returned back home, Sharle Nafshi, he released himself, and then Hoder Sharle, then they released him as well. So I'm not really quite sure this case, because we were talking about a case where he was placed in Nidor all on his own. Here, in addition to his own Nidor, he's also being placed in by Bar Beirav. Let's look at the Rashi, the Ran rather. The Ran, very last line says, V'chi Ala Beisa Sharle Nafshi. He did this so his family shouldn't have to distance himself from him. From here implies the menuda afilu bnei beso noagim bo nidor. We see from all this, by the way, is that when a person is in nidor, not only does everybody else have to separate, but even his own family has to distance themselves from him. Going on to the next page, dilo. If that weren't to be the case, my kiala beso. What was the chiddush of talking about when he entered the house that he released himself? That's what the first pshat in the Ran is. That a person again. The nidoy is going to apply to his bnei mishpach as well, but then he quotes from the Raivin. Miu haRaivin zal kos of the isho eino chayeves linog bo nidoy. When it comes to a wife, the wife does not have to keep nidoy from this individual. The time of the mill. So what's the reasoning? Mishum the isho kagufo. Loch is that isho is kagufo. So just like he's in nidoy, she too also. I'm not sure if she has a din of nidoy, but at least she doesn't have to separate from him. Meaning, if she goes out of the house, she's not considered nidoy. But with respect to each other, there is no din of nidoy. The deek is learned out. Is that permitted for menuda? If a wife has to keep nidoy, so what's the shaila? Of course, she has to distance himself, let alone tashmish amita. Certainly, the premise of the question is that there is no nidoy by a woman, and that only says, okay, if there's no nidoy by a woman, can you take it to the next step? It's tashmish amita mutter. It's actually litchos raya. It is possible to reject such a raya. Even if you think that a wife does have to keep nidor, it has such a hechatimse of being nidor to a certain city, not to another city. We have to get involved in that right now. What comes out from this Ran at least is that if a person is in nidor, the bnei mishpacha has to treat him as well. The only shal is, what about the wife? Does the wife also have to treat him as nidor or not? Because it didn't have isho kigufo. Okay. All right, so we'll stop here then.
What was the case? What happened that they had to go into Nidu?
They didn't really fill us in here. The Gemara didn't. The Ran didn't. It's a Gemara Mori Katan, it sounds like. The Gemara Brachos, maybe. Let's see. Maybe fill in the sides here. What does it say here? What happened? No, I don't remember. It doesn't say here. Look at the Gemara in Brachos. Okay, Shkoyach.